where the dog is.
Dad, you just let him outside. Yeah, you better let him inside before lightning strikes him.
Curtis Glover reminds his parents what they need to do as a thunderstorm approaches. Glover is 19. When he was 18 months old, doctors told his parents he was autistic and that he may never speak.
He hated being held. He hated being nursed. You know, when we'd lift him up and do all those silly faces, he would immediately look up at the ceiling or at a light because we were oversensitizing him.
That's Glover's mom, Sandy Glover. She says that when she brought Curtis to Children's Hospital for a diagnosis, the doctors weren't optimistic.
They told us he'd never be potty trained and he would probably never be able to reciprocate love.
It's like, that's just terrible. And they even told my parents not to be too connected to me. And it turned out that all the things they said that would happen to me, turned out I was not a worst case scenario.
You are far too stubborn for that, and that's a good thing.
Oh.
Dr. Stephen Mott is a pediatric neurologist at Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center. He says children like Curtis, diagnosed before they're three, stand a better chance of functioning normally because they'll get therapy before they start school. And, says Mott, fortunately, more children are getting the help they need because pediatricians and teachers are noticing the signs.
Autism is a disorder of social interaction. Do they take turns in their play, not only wanting to play the same thing over and over and over again? They prefer to play within themselves or observe others. They're sort of lost within the group. They're sometimes described as being in their own world.
Classic autism was once considered rare, but that was the 1 in 10,000 occurrence of a child who couldn't speak and would bang his head against the wall. Science now speaks of a range of autistic behaviors called autism spectrum disorder. Remember the classmate who studied quantum physics but never laughed at anyone's jokes? Or the guy who can memorize batting averages but didn't know how to read people. They just have a different way of processing information and responding. They may develop language but not understand social cues. They may have intense interests or compulsive behaviors. Symptoms can vary from mild to severe. Lots of theories speculate on the causes: vaccines, environmental pollutants, nutrition. But the science is not conclusive. Researchers do agree, however, that genetics play a role. Dr. Stephen Mott.
Of all the neurodevelopmental disorders, autism has the strongest component where identical twins have the same diagnosis, as well as within families, there are other members that had autism.
Whatever the triggers, whether they're environmental or genetic, the number of people diagnosed with some form of autism is on the rise. Mott says that's most likely because we broaden the criteria.
There are some children that are being diagnosed with autism that really don't have autism. Children that have severe attention deficit disorder do have difficulties recognizing social cues because they're not attentive to them. Yet, when you catch a child and they're focused, they can have good interactive play with their peers.
Over the last decade, the incidence of autism has been rising between 10 and 17% a year. About 4 years ago, Congress committed close to $1 billion on researching its causes and possible treatments. While most advocacy groups want the government to do even more, others are saying we're spending tax dollars on the wrong issues. Ari Ne'eman runs the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network. Ne'eman has Asperger's syndrome, which is a high-functioning form of autism. Ne'eman says he wants to put research dollars behind improving quality of life rather than finding a cure. Autism, he says, is not a curse.
Not everything that is autistic is bad, and not everything that is normal is good. And we can strive for good things and strive to avoid bad things without simply saying we're just going to try and make autistic children and adults as normal as possible. Normal shouldn't be the goal. Happy should be the goal.
This year, more children will be diagnosed with autism than with juvenile diabetes, cancer, and AIDS combined. That's putting a huge demand on agency services and, in particular, schools. To get kids identified early, train specialists, and develop therapy programs, New Hampshire has received $4 million in federal education funds. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich-Kern.